It's Hare Island. It's Hare Island. Look at this. I mean, on the positive slant glass half full, they will say, look, you know we can beat them. We know that we can put them under pressure. We know that if we play like this again, it's only the small margin that we need to put right. Scrum was good. Line-out was good. Back play, the way they played kick and chase was excellent. They put all those things together. Then they can pressure the All Blacks. The All Blacks are going through a rebuilding phase. They're not the side without the likes of Kaino. I don't think Sonny Bill Williams is the guy. He's always trying these offloads. Will look great in New Zealand Super 15 rugby. This is international rugby. He's been quiet. I think a couple of forwards, a loose forward combination without Reed there, and Tito is sadly lacking. I'm not a great fan of Thompson. So I think what's going to happen, the All Blacks are going to go back and look at their combinations, and they're going to have had a pretty timely kick in the rear. Steve Hansen's the new coach. He'll be getting slated today, despite the fact that All Blacks won. Is that the All Black press is renowned for surfing on their own, and I think there'll be a couple of changes there in the All Black camp. But Ireland can certainly take a lot out of this, not just for this end of the year, but also looking to the future now.
Yeah, and very finally, would you expect Kidney to make any changes for next week?
No, I don't think so. Look, you can't make a change. You can't make a starting change on that team that went so well. I think there were a couple of cameos. I think Peter Omani was outstanding when he came on for that 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the game, and he made a couple of breaks that set the Irish way. But I think you'll start with the same team. I think, you know, there's been a few players that have been introduced on this tour. You know, Tui's coming there. I still would have liked to have seen, I'd have to admit, like to have seen a couple of new players, you know, just into the squad. I didn't understand why Gavin Duffy, in a sense, was called out to the touring party, because I thought that, you know, he's the kind of a guy that's been there. I would have liked to have seen maybe, you know, Rob Carney's brother or Madigan or someone just sent out there, given that Duffy's probably not getting any game time, just to experience rugby in New Zealand, experience the whole touring. So I think really, you know, after the season, I think Declan does have to sit down and say, okay, well, look, you know, some of these guys are moving into their 30s now. Who have we got coming through? I'm not saying you make immediate changes to the likes of, you know, the senior players. I'm just thinking that you look around and start rebuilding, because another year goes by and suddenly you're just 2 years out from the World Cup again. The Cup comes around pretty quickly, and you know, we haven't introduced some players. But on the positive spin, you know, what I've been saying for years, the gap between the Southern and Northern Hemisphere teams is getting closer by the year. New Zealand certainly unbeatable. At some stage, they're going to lose to Ireland. It should have really happened today, and I think that's the hurt for Brian O'Driscoll, because it's the one thing he wants on a CV, as I said. So can he get them up? And I'm sure they'll cock-a-hoop tomorrow. I'm sure they'll get back to train. I'm sure they think they can have a real go based on this performance, but we'll just have to wait and see. But it was a fascinating, old-fashioned arm wrestle. And I think, you know, the Irish would have made given huge kudos to the rugby and respect from, you know, even my father was on the phone just saying, wow, that was, you know, I think everybody in New Zealand was on the edge of the seat, and everybody in New Zealand felt that, you know, that the Irish probably deserved it on the day. And that'll make for a great game next week.